The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone, and we come to the end of this week, the end of this five-part series on, I'm calling it Finding Our Way. And these days have been somewhat progressive with the pointing towards first to contentment, then to gladness, then to joy, then to happiness. And today the topic will be peace, peace and agitation, finding our way with that. And so this week, the idea in my mind or in my heart, in my body, is that with the practice, we begin settling into ourselves, settling in to these places that inside, the states inside, which are available to us, but are often eclipsed by agitation, by preoccupations, by busyness of life, and to become quiet, to be able to let go, relax enough, to be able to touch into our capacity for contentment and gladness, joy, happiness, and now peace. So today, the topic is peace. And I think it's really, really important to understand that how peace can begin with ourselves. And that in Buddhist practice, that's where we tend to start. If we want peace, we start with ourselves. And we start by being peaceful. So that seems a little hard to start with, to want what we don't have and then start with it. The idea is that two things around this. One is bring into the meditation whatever sense of peace, peacefulness, that's available to you. And one of the important areas of that is in the knowing, in the attention you bring to whatever is happening here and now. If you're bringing attention to your breathing, to your posture, your body, if you're bringing attention to your emotions or your inner mental life, your thoughts, can you let that attention, can you bring that attention or evoke that attention, engage that attention in a way that has some kind of peacefulness to it? And it doesn't have to be dramatic, but that's where it begins. And then the second thing, which is different than the first, but the two can go together, is rather than being too active in making yourself peaceful, avoid agitating yourself. Avoid agitation. Rather than become peaceful, don't participate in the agitation. Don't go along with it. And one way not to go along with it is to be aware of it peacefully. There it is, my agitation, my old friend. Peace begins with oneself. So, assuming a meditation posture, and giving some care to the posture in a peaceful way so that the attention to the posture and getting things lined up and settled is done not in a hurry and not ambitiously, but peacefully. And then to gently close your eyes. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Letting your breathing return to normal in an unhurried way. Go through your body, and as you exhale, relax and soften in your body. If it's appropriate, you can center yourself on your breathing. And as you exhale, to quiet the mind. Maybe you can't stop thinking. But can you quiet your thinking? And in the times in your life where you felt peaceful, where in your body did that sense of peacefulness reside? Might there be a place in your body that you associate with peacefulness? A place that feels quiet or calm, feels settled or content, feels unagitated, calm, tranquil. And to maybe breathe with this place. Maybe the memory or the sense of this place being peaceful can help the awareness, your attention, to be peaceful too. whatever degree of peacefulness you have right now, no matter how small or little peace there is, notice the peacefulness. And then see if you can avoid becoming more agitated. And if that's all you do, that will be a great meditation. So then as we come to the end of the sitting, to consider how healthy and helpful it is for this world for there to be more peace. That the people we run into in our lives today, chances are they could use a little bit more peacefulness. Maybe being agitated, being afraid, being angry, confused. So to consider, how is it that whatever peace that you have, whatever way you live your life today, can you, in some gentle way, bring peacefulness to this world, a sense of peace? And it's probably best that it's not too noticeable. Just that you're calm or centered or available in a nice way. May it be that this practice that we do serves for the welfare and happiness of others and for this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. Thank you.